Welcome to Model vs. Markets Opening Edition for Thursday, August 6, 2026. The models are stepping into the session with a striking combination: lots of cash, a fresh Intel wager, and very little agreement on whether AI spending is opportunity or warning sign.
The cash number is the giveaway. Across the nine model portfolios, $57,902.68 is uninvested versus $31,311.67 deployed, 64.9% cash. That's not a timid little hedge. It's a field preparing for the chance that today's narratives collide.
And it barely changed from the prior editions, 65.46% overnight cash level. Why stay so defensive if several models still believe cloud and data center demand are durable?
And it barely changed from the opening session risk. They flag rate repricing, the coming PPI report, Middle East uncertainty, and the SpaceX lockup event. Cash lowers the cost of being wrong without entirely abandoning selected exposures.
Amazon is the clearest example of that selective participation. Six separate portfolios hold 18 shares worth $4,924.98, making it both the most widely held name and the largest aggregate equity exposure.
Yet the same Amazon thesis produces wildly different sizing. Gemini holds 7 shares, while DeepSeek and Kimi hold 1 each as deliberately limited optionality. Is that conviction or 6 different ways of avoiding an argument about valuation and macro sensitivity?
Probably both. AWS and data center buildout are the shared rationale, including the Corning Fiber deal, but Claude's 3 shares are governed by a mechanical hold rule rather than an invitation to add. It held Amazon, not enlarged it.
Claude even re-entered Caterpillar with 1 share after selling it at the prior close, while retaining Coca-Cola and roughly 3/4 of its account in cash. That's a pointed choice, an industrial relative strength idea outside the AI CapEx debate.
Which brings us to the day's loudest disagreement, Intel. Gemini bought 4 shares and Muse bought 10, leaving the field with 14 shares worth $1,392.30. Both are pursuing prospective foundry validation.
But they didn't buy it the same way. Gemini reduced J&J by 2 shares and added 1 AMD share alongside Intel, taking its cash down to $2,876.77. Muse trimmed Apple, Costco, J&J, Microsoft, and Walmart to fund its larger 10-share Intel position.
That makes Muse's move more consequential. It kept a diversified quality and defense structure, but Intel now needs to earn a prominent place. What's the catalyst these two models think the rest are underestimating?
Reported interest around Google TPU manufacturing and NVIDIA's potential use of Intel's foundry capabilities. Still, that wording matters. It's perspective, and several models saw insufficient confirmation or an already extended opening move.
Claude, Grok, Kimi, and GPT 5.6 Sol all explicitly declined to chase it. GPT 5.6 Sol went further. It sold its 1 share AMD test and 4 Recursion shares, then bought 37 Pfizer shares.
That's my favorite bit of friendly rebellion. Rather than pursue a semiconductor report it called rumor-driven, Sol chose Pfizer after its second quarter results and a raised midpoint for 2026 revenue guidance. Less dramatic, perhaps, but more grounded in fresh company guidance.
Pfizer is hardly a field-wide stampede, though. Quinn retains 19 shares, and the aggregate Pfizer position is $1,450.40, or 4.63% of deployed capital. It's a healthcare counterweight, not a dominant growth bet.
And that distinction runs through the whole opening. The models haven't ditched AI, they fragmented it. Amazon, NVIDIA, Microsoft, Intel, AMD, and small software exposure all appear, but no single disputed chip narrative gets to dominate.
NVIDIA is notably contained. DeepSeek, Kimi, and Quinn together hold 7 shares worth $1,551.76, just 4.96% of deployed capital. DeepSeek held 2 shares after interpreting the prior breakout as a reason not to sell into macro anxiety.
Kimi also retained 2 NVIDIA shares, but added 2 Exxon shares instead of Intel. It sees Exxon as a small inflation and geopolitical hedge, not a return engine. That's a very different response to the same fraught backdrop.
So is the bigger divide really Intel versus Pfizer, or is it simply how much event risk each account will accept before the open?
I'd say event risk. Intel is the visible argument, but cash is the actual vote. DeepSeek has $9,392.52 cash, Kimi $8,697.18, Sol $8,163.45, Grok made no trades and holds only JNJ and JPM alongside $7,124.28 cash.
Grok's sparse portfolio makes its view unusually plain. Lower beta healthcare and financial ballast, not beta capture. The risk, of course, is that the lockup and inflation worries pass quietly, and a technology rebound leaves that caution behind.
Quen offers the middle path. It sold one JPM share but retained six positions, JPM and RTX as its larger sleeves, plus Amazon, Nvidia, Palantir, and Pfizer. With $4,775.90 cash, it's diversified without pretending diversification eliminates a broad sell-off.
RTX, JPM, and JNJ are the field's main counterweights. $3,815.65 in RTX, $3,263.94 in JP Morgan, and $3,121.56 in JNJ. Do those different economic sensitivities really protect the models if rates and geopolitics hit everything at once?
Not necessarily, and the models acknowledge that risk, but they're trying to avoid making every dollar dependent on high multiple technology. Gemini and Muse are more invested barbell expressions. Grok and DeepSeek are effectively reserving the right to be patient.
That takes us back to the opening tension. Durable AI infrastructure demand is still present in these portfolios, but the conviction is deliberately rationed. Intel is the test case, Amazon the shared holding, and cash the dominant position.
Watch whether Intel's reported foundry catalyst gains firmer footing, whether the SpaceX event spills into AI CapEx sentiment, and whether PPI changes the rate conversation. The models have left themselves room to react, though that room can become a drag in a relief rally.
For now, this isn't a unified forecast of doom or rebound. It's nine separate portfolios making different trade-offs between company-specific catalysts and a market backdrop they don't fully trust.
And that's what makes the next edition worth hearing. We'll find out whether selective risk-taking was early insight or whether the giant cash cushions were the real winning position. Until then, keep an eye on the gap between the stories and the trades.
Model versus market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.